Modi's Gujarat summit sparks made in India vehicle boom with global CEOs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's strategic discussions with world-leading CEOs at the vibrant Gujarat summit signal India's thrust towards significant economic growth and employment generation. This prelude to the January 10 inauguration saw Modi delving into high-octane discussions with leaders from Suzuki Motor Corp, Micron Technology, and AP Moller, signaling India's aggressive pursuit of economic revitalization and job creation. The tete-a-tete with Toshihiro Suzuki of Suzuki Motor Corp unfurled a grand plan for Maruti Suzuki. Envisioning India as a powerhouse in the global auto arena, their blueprint involved catapulting made-in-India vehicles to international markets, underpinned by avant-garde practices in vehicle scrapping and recycling. Complementing this ambitious trajectory, Maruti Suzuki's new manufacturing plant in Gujarat stands as a testament to the firm's expanding dominance. Sanjay Mehrotra, the maestro at the helm of Micron Technology, discussed with Modi the grand scheme of transforming India into a semiconductor manufacturing hub. The cornerstone of this vision is the construction of a $2.75 billion semiconductor factory in Sanand, a venture set to redefine India's position in the high-tech manufacturing sector, with its gates opening by December. The symposium with Ahmed bin Sulaym from DP World pivoted on eco-centric port development in India, aligning with the global tide towards sustainable infrastructure. DP World's investment in a state-of-the-art mega-container terminal at Kandla Port underscores its unwavering commitment to India's maritime ascendance. The dialogue with Keith Svensson of AP Moller cast a spotlight on India's foray into green hydrogen, dovetailing with the global sustainable energy narrative. This rendezvous highlighted India's strategic shift towards eco-friendly energy and logistics solutions. Modi's exchange with Professor Ian Martin of Deakin University underscored a burgeoning alliance between government and academia, particularly in the cyber frontier. This collaboration extends an invitation to Deakin University to intertwine its expertise with Indian academia, nurturing a hotbed of research and innovation. The vibrant Gujarat Global Summit, a magnet for over 100,000 luminaries including CEOs, business mavens, and diplomats from 133 nations, stands as a beacon of India's economic and technological renaissance. The conclave, a melting pot of innovation and enterprise, aims to ignite investment fires across diverse sectors, from chipmaking to green energy and electric vehicle production, charting a new course for India's global economic footprint. Don't miss. Chip shortage skyrockets EV export costs, stalls China-Europe trade.